Being transparent is I'm letting you see this thing. Being vulnerable is like I'm giving you access to this thing. Because if you think of a window is transparent. You can see right through a window, but there's still something there. Just because you could see into the house doesn't mean that you could just go through the window. But if you are vulnerable, that means that either the window is open or I've removed the window and you could actually just step right through the hole that's in the house type of thing.
It's not a bad analogy right there. All
I
right, all right. That was a good one.
did
You
good
was
this time.
thinking about
Okay,
that,
yeah, window.
pondering.
Yeah,
Okay.
I saw transparency. It said clear. I said window. Got it.
Get out my house. Get out my house. Get out my motherfucking face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area
Gray, ooh. Yeah.
I'm Shakoya D.
Bad mind, breeze into an ear.
It's your boy, Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area if this is your first time here. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. This is a podcast where we like to break down the fabrics of life because not everything is always black and white. We have conversations about regular life from creator's perspective, which in layman's terms means we talk about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be music, could be movies, could be food, it could be anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we just love to bring you guys in on them. Also, while you're here, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And if you would like to watch this podcast live and early, because we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance, be sure to join our Patreon for the low, low price of $3 a month. You can have access to this podcast. You can join in on the conversation. You can also have access to other things that we're doing, such as Love the Creative Black Woman, as well as other behind-the-scenes content that we are working on. And other shows like our food review show, which we are bringing back very soon. Be on the lookout for that.
Who made this? I was waiting for my
You're opening.
Yeah.
But hey guys, how y'all feeling today?
I'm good. I'm good. My eyes, the allergies yesterday was
allergies.
Yeah. But I'm making my way back. But I'm good.
I thought you was about to say you was making your way downtown.
Nah, not today.
What about you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing good. Hopefully you're doing amazing as well.
I am. I'm a little bit tired and my glasses are a little dirty right now, so I might just wind up taking these off, but I got bags under my eyes right now, so we'll see
money
what
bags
happens.
is under my eyes. I'm feeling wonderful. Why?
Where is that from?
Fabulous.
Okay. But what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about staying open and vulnerable. A couple days ago, weeks ago maybe, we was talking about vulnerability and being open. Damani said he has to be vulnerable first with people. That's how we got to this topic. You got to be vulnerable first with people. I think this...
Yeah,
I guess to
set the tone. Yeah.
And I was like, I have to speak to people first.
And I was like, I just need to be vulnerable in general. I was like, I need to be vulnerable with myself first so that I can be vulnerable with other people. So, yeah, I think we actually had this conversation last week. Not on the podcast, but just like, I think the conversation that you're talking about was last week. It might have been longer ago. It might have happened longer, farther back.
Farther back in
time.
In time.
How do you say that?
A
longer
little,
ago?
A little while ago, maybe? Longer? I feel like that's right. Longer ago.
I don't know if longer ago is the right verbiage.
It makes sense to
I
me.
Mean, it
doesn't
feel right, though.
Yeah. I mean, we might have had the conversation a longer
time ago.
Yeah,
a longer time ago.
Yeah.
That still,
or
still
like
feels weird. A few days prior.
Yeah. It's been a little while, yeah. Lord have mercy.
So, like, just even figuring, all right, what is vulnerability? Because I also was like, I feel like it's easier for me to, I can be transparent, but I'm not always vulnerable. That was me. That was my thing. I'm going to look up what vulnerability actually is by definition. Okay. Vulnerable is an adjective meaning susceptible to physical or emotional attack or harm.
That's great.
I don't like that. That's why I meant vulnerable. It says of a person in need of special care, support, or protection because of age. This, I don't like these definitions.
Yeah, hold it's on. Heinous. I feel like in my definition of vulnerability would be being open, letting people in, letting people see you at your truest form.
I guess in a sense, like, that's still you being open to being harmed, like you being vulnerable in that way. It's like I'm exposing myself to you unguarded. So, like, you at that moment have the opportunity to harm me. Like,
I don't think so. I don't think just because you let people in that you're susceptible of being harmed.
I think that's the only way you can truly let them in, though.
Yeah, because, like, that the whole, in my mind, I understand it's like it's up to you whether or not you're harmed, but I also think, in order for you to be vulnerable, you have to put yourself out there. And it's like, you have to, again, be willing to take whatever comes with you putting yourself out there first. So there's always a chance that, like, you're going to be vulnerable and somebody can, like, use that to their, like, can take advantage of you for being vulnerable. But that's part of what being vulnerable is, at least in my opinion.
Or even, like, if you put it into this perspective of, like, when you go into a relationship. So, like, you're going into a relationship and, like, let's say you fall in love. At that point, your heart is open to, like, there's always a possibility of a heartbreak. And you're, like, you willingly opened yourself to that at that point. Whether it be a heartbreak or it could be, like, just a disappointment in a relationship or whatever, I feel like you still open yourself up to that. And from my experience, because I have been so guarded most of my life, I've realized, like, okay, I have a tendency to be transparent about certain things, but it's not that I'm going into it or willingly sharing information with my guard down. It's like I've always had my guard up. So, like, I'll tell you it, but also, like, I'm ready to swing back if for some reason this don't go how I expect, type of thing. Yeah.
Word.
I'm gonna look up openness though.
Word. But I feel like I agree with y'all. I hear y'all heard. yeah, I do agree. And along with you, what you said about being transparent but not vulnerable, I've been that way too. Like, I be telling people stuff, but I don't tell people everything. Mm-hmm. But my guard is always up.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be why. So do we get transparency and vulnerability mixed up?
I feel like maybe, I don't know. Let me look up transparency before. Go ahead.
In my head, I think you would. I think transparency requires the other person to, I think you can be transparent because if somebody asks, you can tell them the truth. But if they don't ask, you don't tell. And I think that's what it is. So, like, I think on the flip side, being vulnerable is, like, I tell before you get a chance to ask. That's how I'm processing it in my mind.
So, for this, looking at the literal definition of transparency, it says transparency is the quality of being easily seen through, while transparency in a business or governance context refers to being open and honest. So, like, being transparent is I'm letting you see this thing. Being vulnerable is, like, I'm giving you access to this thing, I think, is what that is. Like, because if you think of a window is transparent. You can see right through a window, but there's still something there. Just because you can see into the house doesn't mean that you could just go through the window. But if you are vulnerable, that means that either the window is open or I've removed the window and you could actually just step right through the hole that's in the house, type of thing.
It's not a bad analogy right there.
I did good this time.
All right, that was good. You was thinking about that. Ponder. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, I saw transparency. It said clear. Yeah. I said window. Got it. But I think that is the difference. And I think that a lot of times at least from what I've done, what I've noticed about myself is it was easy for me to be transparent. So I'm thinking that's me being vulnerable when it's like I never let you in. You just can't see the boundary that's there. Like you can't see the wall. You can't see the wall. It's a clear wall. Mm-hmm. It's just a wall made of glass. So you can look at it, but if you try to walk forward, it's like when birds can't see windows. So,
or like when dogs run into the glass window, they were trying to go outside, but
yeah.
Hold on.
It'd be a real polished, clean window.
Smack.
Yeah, you could see right in, but like I didn't actually give you access to this thing. If you try to step forward or whatever,
it's like a vampire. They can't come in until you say.
Well, you invite them in.
It is.
Yeah, I ain't know where I was going with that one.
I had no idea. I was like, oof.
Yeah, but you know, you as the person that's letting the vampire in, you have to be vulnerable enough to come on inside the house. No? Because they can't come in unless you say, come in. That's what we was doing. We wasn't doing it.
Because
they can't come in until you come on in. Now you open to possibly be harmed.
But yeah,
and that's not it. That's not the
yes. But
all right.
So like, right. But going back to that, so like I had looked up openness as well, and openness is lack of restriction, accessibility, or lack of secrecy or concealment, like frankness. So I think that you can be being open is synonymous with being. Vulnerable, or it's like more closely tied with being vulnerable because it says the lack of restriction versus being transparent, even though it said for okay, hold on.
Would y'all say that y'all are vulnerable now? Like, just basing yourself off you in this moment right now, are you vulnerable?
Go ahead.
You was going.
I'm learning to be more vulnerable with the people that I love, and with myself. I'm not going to just be vulnerable, probably with everybody everywhere all the time, and I also want to figure out like what that looks like in my music. But just because, like, I feel like that's where your discernment has to come in, because you don't want to. I don't know. I feel like it's a tricky thing. Like in certain scenarios, I feel like you need your you need to be going wholeheartedly, like vulnerable and open to whatever experience it is. But then there are other times where you got to know, like, nah, I need to have my guard up. And maybe that's just because of me and my, you know, my healing journey. Let's call it my healing journey. But I feel like I am learning to be more vulnerable with myself and the people that I love. That's my answer.
Mm. I would say I'm in practice.
That's good. I should have used that one.
I've been practicing being more vulnerable. Do I always get it? You know, it just depends on the day, any given Tuesday. Some days it'd be nice. Some days it'd be hard.
Depending on how the cards fall.
Yeah, that's it. But I'm still, and I'm in the process of practicing it. And it's interesting. It'd be tough because, like, I think a big part of being vulnerable is sharing things that you don't really want to share or you're not comfortable with sharing yet. So, like, I know for me, a lot of things, I'll share it when I felt comfortable enough to go through the motions with it and be like, all right, cool, it is what it is. Right, but a lot of the stuff where it's like it's still bothering me right now, I don't typically share it when it's bothering me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And for what reason, I have no idea. It's just easier a lot of times to share it when I'm not actively going through it.
Yeah, I feel like I be wanting to process it first before I start sharing stuff. But sometimes I think that'll be like the difference in figuring out how to be vulnerable in my music is when I'm able to go ahead and get it out before I process everything, like while I'm in it. But do you feel like you are vulnerable right now, or you are practicing being vulnerable?
I would say I'm learning to be vulnerable. I feel like at one point in time I was vulnerable, but people that I don't even know felt like they knew me. and it made me very uncomfortable. Mm. So the wall went back up immediately. So I'm learning to be healthily vulnerable. I'm learning healthy vulnerability.
Vulnerability yeah. with boundaries.
Yeah. And even with that, because you was talking about being vulnerable with the people you love, I have a... Currently, it leaves a it's like a distaste to that, because a lot of times that leads to being misunderstood. And I realize that the inner child in me just wants to be understood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm learning healthy vulnerability. Vulnerability with boundaries.
Yeah, but that's and that's why I guess the vulnerability is like you leave yourself being open to be hurt, because for you the hurt or the whatever it is the being misunderstood. For somebody else it might be being punched in the face. I don't know.
Yeah, you know. Listen, I can invite you in the house. If I invite you in the house and you now I thought you were going to be a nice individual, you trying to swing on me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this was going to happen, you know?
Right.
But you can be prepared.
That is true. I think that's a big part of it. I don't know if most of us are prepared, though, for us to be that vulnerable in case of
emergencies.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
So then my question is, if you are preparing, like if you prepare for, I guess, whatever... If you prepare for whatever, the emergencies, doesn't that mean your guard is still up?
I wouldn't say your guard is still up. I would say...
You cracked the window halfway?
Nah. It's like, I expect everything to go amazingly, but just in case it doesn't, I'm prepared. So I'm thinking of like a martial art type of thing. Like if I'm walking down the street and I know I could fight... I'm not expecting anybody to bother me, but if something happens, I'll be okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think the thing about that is, again, if we're sticking with the martial art thing, it's like you're going out there with like open hand, and if somebody smacks you, right, you like, cool. I know how to respond in the event that they smack me. Mm-hmm. Like they smack me, it's like cool. All right, you got that one off. It's not gonna happen again. That kind of thing. And it's tough. My question would be for you guys, do you think life would be better if everybody was vulnerable to start? Like if we didn't have any walls up to start, do you think you would have better relationships? Do you think life would just be better in general?
You asked the question again?
Yeah.
Less words.
Okay. Do you think life would be better if everyone was vulnerable to start?
Do I think life would be better if everybody was vulnerable? Everybody was vulnerable. Everybody was open. Better? Do I feel like it would be better? I don't know. Would it be better if everybody was vulnerable?
I feel like... Like, if everybody was vulnerable to start, I think it would probably be quicker to know, like, who you vibe with or who is for you and, like, who you should be around versus not. Like, who your tribe is type of thing. I think for me personally, would life be better? I don't know. I couldn't answer that for certain. But would my relationships be better? Probably. I feel like for me, I'll probably be able to form deeper connections without as much hesitation. That will probably be like the thing for me. But that starts with me being vulnerable first. But I couldn't say if overall life would just be better. I just know for like my personal relationships, yeah, I will probably form deeper connections quicker type of thing, if that makes sense.
Typically, I would say I don't think it would be better. It would just be normal. Like, it would be a new normal. Mm. And you can answer your question, then I'll ask my
question. I think it would be more interesting. I think we, like you guys said, it would, you kind of weed out the people who you actually like and who you didn't like. And I think, like, sounds bad, but like if you're a trash individual, you can hang out with the people that's trash individuals. Y'all, like, people will accept you for who you are, because it's mm-hmm. like you actually, and I think we're all a little bit more messed up than we like to admit. So like, you people would actually, we would be able to bond over
how messed up we are.
Yeah,
like, so I'm a bond.
Yeah, but not even in the sense of like we're all enjoying the fact that we're in this bad place. I think it would be more so like, oh, okay, there's parts of me that I still need to work on for me, but you accept me for that. Like, you're still okay with me being this version of me, even though I'm not the best version of me yet or whatever. So I think it would, in theory, it should make people a lot more understanding, I guess.
Yeah. I was just...
Maybe. Go ahead.
I would...
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, right now, how things are now, I feel like we spend mad time trying to peel back the layers of mm-hmm. other people, like mm-hmm. to understand or get to know people. So my question was going to be, do y'all typically form deep relationships with people? Or if you do, how often does that happen?
I would say I do. How often that it's not one-sided? Like, it's like...
People be forming deep connections yeah. with Damani, and Damani yeah. be like, I talked to you one time.
Yeah, if it's not, where it's mutual, I wouldn't say it's rare. I guess it is rare to a degree, but... I think it happens, I guess, based on what I've seen from other people, I guess it happens for me more often than for most people, but I don't know. So the beginning half was, do I feel like I...
form deep yeah. relationships with people?
Yes, I do. And then what was the second half?
If so, how often does this happen?
If I had to put like a timeline on it, like a stamp,
every time I get a new job.
Nah. that's funny. Actually, it could be because, you know, I think that might be because that's around like a four. Initially, it would have been like a every 4 years kind of thing. You know, every time you go to a new school year, like when you start to go to a new, it's not grade school, whenever new level of education.
New level, new levels.
Yeah, whatever the new level, every 4 years, we gonna pass that. yeah, every 4 years, I might. But then again, it really just depends. I just say it's not like the most common, but it's not rare. It's kind of somewhere in the middle. I kind of lost track of what the question was again, so I'm just gonna let her go ahead.
Do I form deep connections with people? I have. How often? Every 8 years? I don't know.
Crazy.
I don't know. It's been a while. Let's say that. It's been a while, but I've been on this very specific journey for me. In learning to understand me. But now that I'm learning to be more vulnerable, I feel like I'll be able to start forming, like, deeper connections again. But, yeah, I have formed deep connections, but it has been a while. It has been a while.
What about you, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't about to skate away from that question.
Deep connections. Do I form deep connections? I can. I don't think I typically form deep connections with people. it could be a safeguard for myself. It's probably a safeguard for myself.
Yeah, I was gonna ask why.
Yeah, it's safer that way. I feel like it's safer that way.
Why though?
Because the only thing that's on my mind is the inner child just wants to be understood. But so many years, the inner child was not understood by like the people that he loved.
Yeah.
So if I form a deep connection, it's love there. So I don't want to be misunderstood or not accepted once the connection is made.
But I guess my question would be, if you don't open the door, you never get the chance to be understood?
I got a peephole. Open the window.
But then it's like, all right, you can open the window. I can kind of see what's in the house, but like no one ever gets the chance to actually understand because you've never let anybody in.
You sure your attachment style was secure?
I'm not even trying to therapize you or nothing. I'm really just trying to understand because it's similar for me, but like thinking about it, if no one ever comes in, no one can ever know what the layout of the house is like and decide if they like the house.
If nobody ever knocks.
I think people be knocking for you.
Don't go.
I won't say issue, but your thing isn't. It's not that people don't try. I just think you're
on
be like,
this self journey.
Nah, don't steal
be like,
my answer.
You'd be like, not quite.
Don't steal my answer.
Letting people in, it'd be nervousing. Like it just has to happen. I'm not going to say can't.
You don't want
to
force
it. I don't be wanting to just, hey, come in, everybody, come in.
It
just happens.
But you can jump in at any point, but I was going to say, because I know you have a similar feeling about it. But I was going to say, do you think, it's two questions. One, is it a genuine connection if they don't understand you?
We can be connected on different. Like, on different, through different things, different avenues, opposed to the understanding.
I feel like they don't have to understand me in every facet, but overall, like, who I am as, like, a person, or even maybe just, like, how I think, or how I say stuff. They have a deeper understanding of who I am, like, versus it just being like that they understand every single thing that I do, because we have different, 9 times out of 10, we got a different life experience. We might have different career paths, we might have different interests, but I feel like the connection comes when you understand me as a person or as a human being.
Yeah. Okay.
I was just going to say, me now, I know that I don't need to be understood, but I need to be, the word that I'm looking for is, I guess, like, supported, or like they have, like, you can connect on things. Like, I'm not looking to be understood, but you can make a connection based on the word that I'm looking for. I don't know the word. I can't even see him. But you could create connection and deeper relationships based on other things other than I understand this person.
I feel like they gotta understand you though.
Not to the fullest extent of.
They don't gotta understand every detail, but I think like there has to be some like mutual level of like understanding.
Doesn't that kind of contradict what you were just saying though?
No, I said they don't have to understand every piece of
you. Oh, okay, gotcha. I just had to make sure. Okay.
Like they might not understand every single decision that you make, or understand every single idea that you have, but they understand that that you are being Breeze, and that being Breeze is blah, blah, blah. Like, have an understanding of who you are, who your character is, who, like, for me and him, because this one of my deep connections. for me and Damani, I understood, even before, like, before we started dating, like, I got an understanding of who he was as a person. And that's why we became friends. It wasn't necessarily, I mean, we kind of trauma bonded a little bit. That's a whole different story. But, like, the reason why we stayed friends and became so close was because I actually understood him as a person. I didn't understand everything that he was doing or every decision that he made. I didn't always agree with every decision that he was making. But as a person, I know, it's like, I know that he is this person. So, and I can stick beside that. That could be my friend.
That makes sense. It does. I was gonna...
Tough crowd.
I know. I agree. I'm asking questions here. I'm just trying to get some level of understanding. I was gonna say, so, because I mean, based on what you guys have said, you guys feel like you don't have as many like deep connections as you would like,
mm-hmm.
right? Is that a result of people not understanding you? And if that's the case, actually, let's start there. Don't wanna get too far ahead. Is that a result of people not understanding you, or do you think it's something else?
You want me to go first so you can steal my answer, or you want to go?
I was just gonna say, the underlying, maybe it's a fear of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I just thought about. It might not be an understanding. Well, it could be a result of not being understood. So now it's a fear of rejection,
which goes back to the idea of not being good enough.
Mm, that's deep.
This is a therapy pod.
I was just thinking that. We getting therapized.
Yeah.
Whew. Me? It's my turn?
Yeah, that's you. That's you. Mm-hmm.
So for me, the question was, why don't I have as deep connections as I would like?
Yeah.
Okay, so part of it for me was that I realized is like I wasn't being vulnerable with myself. So, like, I wasn't letting... It was parts that, like, I put guards, like, walls up that I couldn't access. Which I know sounds wild. But, like, there was... Whether it be, like, suppressed memories or just, like, that was my trauma response to put a wall up. Or, like, maybe me not dealing with certain emotions that were connected to certain things. I just kind of suppressed a bunch of stuff. So, I'm still... breaking down the walls that I locked myself out of. So yeah, that is a part of it. So that's why I say I'm working on being more vulnerable with myself. Like even this morning when I was writing, I was watching this limited series yesterday, mm-hmm. right? It was called One Day. If you haven't seen it, I might spoil something for you. But if you plan on watching it, you know, then you could skip ahead. But anyways, all right, so I'm watching this limited series and you know, things was going good finally. Stuff started going way better and then all of a sudden, we in the happily ever after moment, okay? We only got like two more episodes. And then the person gets hit by a car and dies. And I am crying. Like, crying. I almost started doing the ugly cry. When Bree started asking me what happened, I was trying to explain to him. And I said, it's just a lot. It's just a lot. And I'm about to cry just thinking about it. Anyways, so I realized that even when I was younger, I wouldn't cry at movies. Okay. I wasn't crying at movies and I thought that was fine, but I also used to think that vulnerability was a sign of weakness. So I used to be like, y'all crying at this? Finding Nemo, y'all crying?
Well, I just seen a post about Finding Nemo. It was like, barracudas don't eat clownfish. the actual clownfish eats their baby clownfish. So, and Marlin was having a hallucination.
Yeah, I saw something.
And Nemo in some language means nothing. So the name of the movie is Finding Nothing, or it means nobody. I think it means nobody.
All right, all right, all right, all right. This is about the. Now I'm going to have to do a deep dive on that.
But all right, the movie. What was the name of the movie? Going Somewhere.
No.
One Day.
It was called One Day. It was a limited series. Either way, action. But like, I used to think like vulnerability was a sign of weakness due to me being told not to cry, or I was a crybaby, blah, 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 when I was younger. And because this morning after that, because now I can't stop thinking about it, okay? We done watched a lot of things after that, and I still was meditating, and all I'm seeing is these scenes. Anyways, so... I realized, like, oh, I wouldn't even let myself cry. Like, this was all the pent up, like, emotions and stuff like that. And what was the question?
The question was,
friends. So this is like, so like that's one of the walls that I put up. Like the vulnerability aspect, like me not dealing with my emotions. Like that was a wall that I put up that I'm just now learning to break down and just. All right, if I want to cry in a movie, I can cry in a movie or a limited series or whatever, like just that type of stuff. So I feel like for me, a lot of it is I'm learning now to be vulnerable with myself so that I can be vulnerable with other people and form deeper connections. But it had to start with me forming a deeper connection with myself. And then also to Breeze's point of, like the whole rejection, mine wasn't necessarily rejection, but like over the years, mine was a thing of a lot of times I think that people want something from me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like me safeguarding myself to be like, why are you really here? Like, what are you over here for? Like,
you want my favorite toy? Get out of here. I'm 7.
It's like, did you. Do you actually like me? Like, do you want to be my friend? Or do you just want something from me? Type of thing. And I don't remember why that was. But I did the little 7 whys, 6 whys, or whatever on that.
Mm.
And figured that out. But that go back to childhood trauma, you know.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
When he said, this is my favorite toy, it made me think of, did I have a reason why I bit Ken's head off of the doll?
I think either...
You bit off a kid.
That was mine, right?
Yeah, I ain't had no dolls.
When we were children.
Was everything okay at home?
Well, I know it wasn't yours. I wasn't sure if it was she's. So when we were children, Briz decided. I don't know if he was dared.
I don't even think I was dared to do it.
I don't know what happened, but he decided he wanted
How old?
To. Like 7?
7?
Around there.
Ooh.
6, 7-ish.
He decided to bite the Ken doll head
just,
off
just
of
like,
my...
just like spit it like...
Basically.
Like...
And then we tried to put it back on.
And it didn't go back on.
That's crazy.
Like I guess he thought it was going to just go back on. It did not. I don't even know that I was mad or if I cried or anything. I don't remember you actively biting the Ken doll head off. I just remember the head being off.
Man, that's crazy.
And me still playing with my dolls and trying to get the head back on. I don't know that I was mad or anything, but also this could be a memory that was suppressed, because I don't know.
Or I don't know why I did it either. If it's a memory that's suppressed... I apologize. I shouldn't have
been. Now all she can see.
that's literally what I'm picturing too, but I'm like.
Yeah. Alpha man.
I'm like,
care about no Ken? Like no Barbies in this house? Out of here.
And it's like, I know I was there when it happened.
I feel like you was right.
You know how traumatizing that is? Like, that your favorite story? Like, give me that.
I really did like my Ken doll.
Play with that now. Yeah, ain't no love in here.
And wasn't it the black Ken?
I don't think so.
It was the
one. Not the black Ken.
It was the one with the dark hair.
Oh my goodness.
He wasn't black.
He wasn't black, but he had dark hair, right?
I think it was brown.
Yeah. Okay.
Ethnic
Ken. It was a brunette.
It was
a... Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. So if I ever unlock that memory,
woo,
I might cry.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. I got another question. This is a side.
Wait,
note.
You keep asking us all these questions and you ain't answering near nada.
I only asked two, but I think, oh, go ahead. All right, what was the question that I was, hold on. Deeper connection.
Uh-huh.
He had the same friends for 20 years. Deep connection.
Yeah, I was about to say it's
fine.
Yeah. Y'all want my serious question or my not so serious question? All right, we're going to go with let's do serious and then.
Okay.
My serious one was when you were talking about you didn't want to be the guy, I guess the guy to try to
the train wheel guy.
Train wheel.
Oh no.
What? Where are we going here?
I asked you a question.
Yeah, like no, we was talking about vulnerability.
My goodness.
The guy, I don't want to be the guy on the training wheels. I don't want to be that guy. I'd rather fall. Forget it. It was something along the lines of you didn't want to be, like, when it came to the, like, building connections, you didn't want to be the guy that's, like, I don't know if it was jumping out there first to try and make the deep connection or... It was something you
said. Did I say this today?
Yeah, you... I'm not pulling this from last week. I don't remember last... It was something along the lines of you was talking about being vulnerable first. Or it was something along the lines about being vulnerable first.
Oh,
is this the serious question?
Yeah, this is supposed to be the serious one. But I can't, it's because I can't remember what you said. We've gone so far off the Ken situation just completely threw off where I was going to go.
All right, so let's go funny.
Okay.
And then,
all right.
Not so serious, and then serious. Maybe the not so serious will bring us back to a serious moment.
All right. The not so serious. Do you all remember? Do you remember the times when you were like, I guess, crying about something as a kid? For me, there was something. There was something that I remember. I think I remember all the times I cried because I don't be crying that often. So like. Not all the times, but I remember some of them. I remember being, this is a random story, but I remember when I was, it was back when Yu-Gi-Oh cards was like a thing, and I remember I gave somebody one of my Yu-Gi-Oh cards, like we were supposed to be trading, and I thought I had like one of them, I guess it was like collector edition Johns, and somebody had, I didn't know it was a bootleg. It was one of them bootleg Johns. I was like, oh, this is fire. I'm on the train in New York. We get off the train. I was like, I kind of want my card back. My mom was like, well, I don't know what to tell you. We never gonna see that boy again. And I cried. I don't know why. I don't know. That was just a random story that I thought about when y'all was talking about the Ken doll and the thing. I don't know where I was going with
so
it.
So the question was,
is there
a time that I remember when we cried?
Yeah, because I guess that was the question. I can't really remember what the question was because my serious question got thrown off by the joke, by the laughter.
I mean, I do remember times that I cried. I used to cry a lot.
Yeah, I used to cry a lot, too.
Mm. Now he don't cry at all, unless he sleep.
It's wild, because sometimes, like, if I cry in my sleep, I'll be waking up like, whoo, that was
I need it, man. Woo, I should do that more.
Four days and 4 nights. Seriousness.
Oh man, as an adult,
I'll be waking up so relieved, refreshed. Like I could run a marathon after them cries. I'll be good though.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, I mean, I used to cry a lot, so I have a lot of memories of.
Yeah, were you a crier as a kid?
Yes.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah,
y'all were both cryers as kids.
Uh huh.
Word, that's interesting. I don't think I was a crier as a kid. I mean, I think I cried. I mean, kids cry. That's the thing. But, like...
I think I stopped crying around, like, 13, 14.
I stopped crying around like.
Lies, you cried yesterday.
Okay, I just started crying again. I had, clearly, like, I don't know when I stopped crying. As far as trying to hold it in, like, and not cry, yeah, it was probably around, like, 13, 14. Mm-hmm. But now that I just started learning to be vulnerable, when the tears come, I don't even be getting the option to hold them in no more.
I don't even be holding in the tears. I be wanting to cry. The tear ducts is just dried up.
He be like, all right, I guess I gotta wait till I go to sleep, man.
Like, come on, I'm trying to cry.
It's because I could picture myself about to cry. It happens every time. I'll be like, man, I want to cry.
What do you like?
It'd be ugly. And I'll be like, hey, what you crying for?
I just imagine you looking at yourself in the mirror. Hey, why you crying for? Like, what you look? Pick yourself up.
Stand up.
Yeah, stand up.
Stand up.
But yeah, that's interesting.
All right, serious question.
Oh, that thing is gone. I don't know. You thought I was gonna remember after all of that?
Okay, so you said you're not that vulnerable either.
Yeah, I'm not vulnerable first most of the time, and I think I'm trying to make the effort to be vulnerable first so that I, like I said, like you guys were explaining, but just so that I can set the tone, because if I'm vulnerable first, I can, off the rip, I can tell, and it's uncomfortable, but I can tell if we're going to be friends off the rip because I'm actually me. So it's like, it's not like you're setting the tone and you're like, maybe you overshared and I have to, and then I have the opportunity to decide like, yeah, you, I'm not about to, I'm going to just choose a different friend. But when you go out there first, I know how that sounds.
Next.
Yeah. But when you're vulnerable first, it's like, which sounds crazy, I'm willing to get slapped first.
I'm willing to get slapped first.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy.
So what does it look like to be vulnerable first?
That's it's a case by case, taste by taste basis, and it just depends. Like, I don't know, saying things, which I kind of said, but saying things that I'm going through. Ew, even saying that now. Ooh, that I'm going through while I'm going through it, and being okay with like whatever reactions I get. A perfect example, when I got a boot on my car the second time, I didn't want to come in this house and say that I got booted twice, right? I'm literally driving back home, and I was like, I can't tell them this. I cannot do this. Because, like the first time, it's like, all right, fool me once, fool me twice. Again, it's my fault? This me? And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And it was like, it was a similar situation. I was like, I'm running across it, like, I was in and out fast. I might have been in the restaurant for 3 seconds. Came back. They're literally booting my car. And this whole time I'm driving, I'm like, I really don't want to have to come back home and be like, hey, y'all, I got another boot. And then y'all asked me, what did you do? What happened? And I was like, you know what? I'm going to just share. And then I'm standing by the toaster, and Breeze is like, you good? And the whole time I'm thinking, I said I was gonna be vulnerable first. I'm supposed to say this. I don't want to say this. I was like, nah, I'm good. I just.
He was like, you could probably sense it. In my head, I'm like, I'm just making sure you. I'm feeling great right now. Just making sure the feeling is neutral.
Yeah,
I was. Got another boot. I'm like, wow.
Yeah,
that's it.
At least your car was there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
true.
That's a way to look at it. But yeah, I think it's a matter. It's stuff like that. It's little stuff. Also, because growing up, my friends have always been joke first, and then we're going to make sure you're good. So, especially when you're annoyed, a lot of times you don't really want, like, you want to hear the joke, but you don't really want to hear the joke right this second. So, like, I'll be like, dang, I'm gonna say it, and I know a joke is coming. I know somebody going to say something. So it's like, I don't know if I'm ready to hear the joke just yet. Right? I ain't want to come up in here and be like, oh, two boot Damani. Here we go. I was like, oh, you're going outside? Don't forget your boots. And it's like, damn, I didn't want to hear all of that. But I don't know that y'all are going to do that, but that's just some of the random
trauma.
Do you feel like we're joke first?
Y'all are joke immediately after. Actually, one of y'all will joke first. One of y'all will be very serious, and then one of y'all will be joking.
I think it's a make sure you good, mm-hmm. then joke.
Yeah.
That's why I had to ask you if you was good when you hit your knee.
Oh, yeah.
Because mm-hmm. it was like, I think she's serious, but I don't know. It's, I kind of want to laugh, but if that actually hurt, it's not a good time to laugh. And then you was like trying to hold back. It was like you didn't know if you wanted to cry or yell. And you was like, but you covered up your face. And I'm like, is she serious?
I was trying to breathe.
And I'm like, yeah, that's actually funny, but it's not funny, so I'm not going to laugh.
I was like, oxygen.
It's like when you hit your funny bone.
That's never funny. Like, who named it that?
It's funny that you thought it was going to be funny.
It made other people laugh. And it's like a little tingly feeling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just feel funny. Not funny, like, ha-ha funny. Like, funny, like, ooh, that's... Yeah, those are two different kind of funnies.
So, yeah, when I hit my knee, that was bad. I really couldn't breathe. I was trying to answer you. Because you kept asking me, do I need ice? And every time I tried to answer, there was no air. Mm. So I was
no air. See, now we know that she's good.
I thought of that too, but I didn't want to sing the song. She was talking to me.
My bad.
Because I was looking at him.
Somebody serious, somebody joking. I wasn't ready for it.
So it's y'all two, not us two. Somebody serious, somebody joking.
Between all of us, everybody that I'm friends with, they all have the same. It's always a similar level of, you good? All right, cool. I've been waiting to drop this joke. It's been sitting in the tuck. I just wanted to make sure you was. Everybody got that same thing to be like, really?
Oh man, yeah. I'm glad you didn't drop any jokes when I hit my knee though. I hit it way too hard.
To read the room. Mm-hmm.
I hit it way too hard. If just slightly less, you'd have been in the clear. Mm. But the way I hit it, I wasn't sure if my knee was broke. I was like, if I didn't break this, it's definitely sprained. Like, I don't know what's going on. Actually, I wonder if my knee's sprained.
That's crazy. Oh my goodness. Woo!
Like, how do you know?
When you start talking through your issues.
It's like, wow, I wonder.
Like, what are the signs? But anyways, deep connections.
Vulnerability.
Yeah. Honesty. Openness. Man.
But I think that, just, you know, circling back, I think that's also, like, a thing. Why we're able to joke so much is because we are so vulnerable.
Or so traumatized.
Yeah, I think we all just traumatized. Oh, it man. Really be like, this is the trauma response. I don't know what else to do. The joke came immediately.
It's because they tell you stop crying, don't cry. The only safe cry is the cry from laughter. Mm. So you got to joke so you can get them tears out.
Yeah.
In order to, yeah.
Yeah. Listen,
that's terrible.
Listen, they told us to not cry. They ain't tell me not to laugh. I'ma laugh.
That is true.
I'ma laugh.
That's true. That's like when we was at UPS and that little boy, he hit his head or something.
Oh my goodness.
And he was looking at us.
Nah.
And I was like,
he didn't hit his head. He was playing with his little sister or his bigger sister.
Mom hit him.
And then they was like messing around, and she smacked him in the back of the head. He was happy as I don't know what before. He's waving at me. I waved back, and he out here giggling. She smacked him.
He said.
I was like, I can't help it. I just looked at him. Like, I'm sorry, my boy.
I was just saying like, yeah. Don't cry.
I'm like, just he was. I was like, oh, there you go. There you go. And I'm like, I can't. I don't want to laugh in little man's face. He looking me dead in my eyes. You know, kids be looking you dead in your eyes. I'm like, ah, it's all good.
That what you did?
Yeah, I was like, it's all right.
I mean, are you able to see when you cry?
I can't remember the last time I cried.
Like,
so, I mean,
through the tears?
It'd be a little.
Like, can you actually, like, when you're crying like that, like, as a child, and you,
I think they take breaks. Like, when they open their eyes to breathe. yeah, exactly. like one of those. yeah, because he was about to do the ugly cry, and then it was like he was looking to see if anybody can see him. Because kids be actors, so they was looking. I'm not saying he was acting. He actually got hit. But he was looking to see if anybody acknowledged that he was in pain before he started crying. So then when he did the first exhale, it was like a, do I have an audience still?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And then it was like that. So it was just an interesting thing.
And his mom looked down at him and looked back at us and was like,
I'm not about to say nothing to you.
Hey, I'm just here to get my package. Yeah, just here for my package.
That's funny.
Trauma.
Yeah.
But we're learning to be more vulnerable. And with ourselves, well, me with myself, I don't know about them. Mm. I'm learning to be more vulnerable with myself. We are all learning to be more vulnerable just in general with people. And I feel like it'll help us to enjoy life more as well. Because when you're not always trying to protect yourself from something, you can appreciate more of the experiences and also be open to more experiences because you're just more open in general.
Yeah, it's like they say, better to have loved and then lost and never have loved before.
I thought it was loved at all.
Whatever. Semantics.
Get them out of here.
Can't even say nothing poetic on the pod.
Nah, not today.
That's crazy.
Y'all got any final thoughts?
That's crazy.
Y'all got any final thoughts on vulnerability, openness, transparency, windows, walls?
Vampires.
To the wall. Maybe this is what they were talking about.
No, they were not talking about.
not swept. Never mind. Not the yin yang twin.
This is what they really meant when they were talking about the sweat dripping. Say nah. Y'all got any final thoughts?
Their eyeballs. My eyes is sweating.
Sweat dripping down my
eyeball.
Oh, yeah.
They're the yin yang twins. Yeah. They're balance.
The harmony. I know you was about to say it the second one. But no final thoughts.
Nah.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, be vulnerable. See what it's like.
What are y'all thoughts on vulnerability and transparency? Like, let us know below. Like, do you feel like you have been confusing the two or thinking that they were the same thing? Because I definitely been thinking they were the same thing. But also, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Be open, be vulnerable. Welcome new experiences and welcome new people. It's a journey. Don't quote me on this. See you guys next time.
Adios.
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push your goddamn button.